Chapter 8. The moon over the dunes made hollows of darkness against the dun-colored sand, which stood out in stark relief, still radiating warmth from the hot day into the soft summer night. At first, Fiedel thought his eyes were deceiving him, but as he peered into the moon-shadowed dunes, he distinguished the smartly dressed figure of Klitsch hurrying toward the camp. Filling his lungs with air, Fiedel roared at the top of his voice,
"Master, see! It's your son, Klitsch, and he's alone!"
Roused rudely from his slumbers, the weasel chieftain hissed upward at the hapless sentry.
"Worm brain, couldn't you shout any louder to advertise our presence to the entire countryside?"
Sikir scrabbled for balance, wakened by the sudden shout. Fiedel steadied him as he whispered back in an exaggerated tone,
"But, Master, you said to let you know..."
A well-aimed pebble struck him, stingingly on the ear tip, followed by Farrago's voice, heavy with contempt.
"Fiedel, you useless toad, get down here. Sikir, you stay up there and keep your wits about you."
The assassin sat with his son, apart from the rest and out of hearing. He nodded his head approvingly as Klitsch made his report, then commented,
"I knew there was something to those tales of a hollow mountain and the badger's treasure. But you say you didn't see any of it. How do you know it's there, you sly young fiend?"
Klitsch's blue eyes twinkled in the darkness.
"It's there, all right, you old murderer. That badger Mara, she let slip about it in conversation. She'd know where the treasure of Salamandastron is hidden. Mark my words."
"Where is she now?"
"Back in the dunes with her friend, a hare named Pickle. Goffer's keeping an eye on them while I'm away. No need to worry. They were sleeping like babies when I left them to come here."
"Well done, Klitsch. Now we know exactly where the mountain is. The next question is how to get in there and grab the treasure."
Klitsch toyed with the sword that hung by his side.
"It won't be easy. I've told you. The place is a fortress, besides which there's more than 20 of hers. Proper battle-trained fighters. Not like the helpless creatures we're used to. But the main one is that badger, Lord Earthstripe. I've never seen a beast so big and fierce. He's a real warrior. I'd hate to have to go up against him."
Farrago's long skinning knife appeared under Klitsch's nose.
"You leave him to me. I've dealt with big badgers before. Oh, they're fierce fighters, sure enough, but they lack cunning and suffer from silly little things like honor and conscience. Now you get off back to your new comrades and guide them over this way to me. There's more than one way of frying a frog. Off you go, you young backstabber."
Klitsch vanished amid the night-washed dunes, unaware of the two shadowy forms at the side of a hill. Sergeant Sapwood and Big Oxeye had followed him. Though they had not heard what passed between Klitsch and Farrago, they were not slow in realizing that the large vermin horde camped in the foothills spelled death and destruction. The young weasel loped past the pair, not knowing they were within a hair's breadth of him. Oxeye hefted the light throwing lance, feeling its balance as he eyed the receding Klitsch.
"Do you know, I could pin the filthy little blighter through his neck from here, even though the blinking light's spared. What?"
The sergeant restrained his friend's throwing paw.
"Steady in the ranks. You'd blow to gaff. Now there's dirty work up all. We've got to use our brain boxes. I reckons if one of us reports back to Lord Earthstripe, the other can follow yonder weasel and watch out for new intelligence. You go back to the mountain, and I'll follow the weasel."
"That's what I like about you, Sarge."
Oxeye chuckled good-humouredly.
"Always ready to vote on a democratic decision. What?"
Big Oxeye held up his paws defensively as Sapwood crouched into a sparring position.
"Pax, I was only joking. You're quite right, of course. I'll go back and sound the jolly old alarm at Salamandastron, and you stick close to young Pickle and Mara. We both know this country like the backs of our paws. Shouldn't be any bother tracking one another if we need to make contact. Okay?"
After a silent shake of paws, they split up, going their separate ways into the night-shaded dunes.